What have you observed in terms of how women tolerate bevacizumab in terms of hypertension, proteinuria, all the other things that we're used to looking for, sort of what you would expect based on what we see in general?
I think that, well, again, I treat only predominantly GYN oncology patients. I certainly do see some breast cancer patients as well. And again, treating both of those, it does appear that both groups of patients are going to be at risk for developing hypertension, and it's a very serious side effect. It can happen just after they start. They can start the bevacizumab, and then within just a few weeks, have elevated blood pressures.
What we've heard, and I guess has been reported, is that in general, this is fairly easy to control. Is that your experience?
You know, it's interesting. It's not always that easy to control. I mean, certainly, I've become a little bit better at using drugs like lisinopril to manage the hypertension. But every once in a while, someone will need to go on two or three different antihypertensives. And I definitely have to have an hypertension doc working aside to give me advice.